chapter 10. Okay, we'll open up in prayer first before I read it. Father, we just thank you for this time, Father, just to come to you. Father, just thank you for this opportunity, Father, just to get to share your word, Father. And Father, just these few minutes, Father, just share the thoughts here from Acts chapter 10, Father. Just to be with me, Father, just give me the words you want me to say, Father. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision evident about the ninth hour of the day an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thy alms are come up for memorial before God. And now send to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou ought to do. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance in heaven and saw heaven opened and a certain vessel descending unto him as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen would mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek thee, and arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, Behold, I am he whom ye see. What is the cause wherefore ye are come? And they said, Cornelius, the centurion, a just man and one that fears God and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house, and to hear words of thee. Then called he them in, and lodged them. And on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and dear friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, Stand up, I myself also am a man. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, Ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew, to keep company or come into one of another nation. But God has shewed him that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore I came unto you without gainsaying. As soon as I was sent for, I asked therefore for what intent you have sent for me. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house. Behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thy alms are in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon a tanner by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God, to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person, but in every nation he that fears him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are all witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day, and shewed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people, and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and dead, to give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word, and they of all the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also would pour out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Okay, in verse 1 there, Cornelius was a military commander. He was over 100 men. A centurion means 100. He was a devout man. He feared God. He gave alms and stuff to the people and prayed, but he wasn't saved. Yep. Here we had a military commander who believed, but he wasn't saved. And he was praying for God to send someone to preach the gospel to him. And he saw in a vision, you know, about the ninth hour, I think it was about 3 p.m. that day, an angel of God coming to him, saying to him. And he looked on him and he said he was afraid. And he said, and then the Lord told him that your prayers and your alms have been heard as a memorial before God this day. And now he told him to send some men to Joppa. Joppa was up here in Caesarea. And asked for a man named Simon, whose surname was Peter. Here Peter knew that and he was having time right there. He lodged with one Simon, a tanner, whose house was by the seaside. And then and the angel of the Lord spake unto Cornelius before him departed, and he sent two household servants in, and a devout soldier who waited on continually to go up and see Peter and invite him and bring him back to his house. And on the morrow they went to the journey, and they got to the city, and Peter, he was up on the housetop praying. It was about the sixth hour, about noontime, getting about lunch time, so he must have been half Baptist there, because he's about ready to eat. And he became very hungry, and he would have eaten, but while he made ready, he fell into a trance. And he brought down a sheet. The Lord brought the sheet down for him in four corners, and he told him to had four beasts and animals and stuff, told him to kill and eat. But Peter said, I can't, because I've never eaten something that was common or unclean. Here Peter knew he was going to get his chewing out again like he usually did, because God told him something, what I've called clean, for you not to call common anymore. So he opened up the door for a Jewish to be able to go and share the gospel with a Gentile, because up to now, the only ones that were sharing the gospel with a Gentile was the Apostle Paul. He was our disciple to the Gentiles. And Peter doubting himself that what the vision would have been seen should mean, behold, the men were sent from Cornelius and made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. And these men came and all that, and he explained all that there, what happened there. Both of them did, you know. And they said, Cornelius, a centurion, a just man, one that fears God, warned from God and holy angels to send thee into his house and to hear words of thee. He lodged there, and then tomorrow, that next day, Peter and those brethren went back to Caesarea there with Cornelius' men. And then when Cornelius got there, Cornelius bowed down and was trying to worship Peter, and he told him, I'm just a man. Stand up. And he talked with him, and then when he got to Cornelius' house, he had a whole houseful waiting for him to preach to. Probably most Baptist preachers or any preacher, when he gets there, he got a whole house waiting before he even gets there to preach. And about 4 days of fasting and stuff, Cornelius had done there and there. And they went through all their thing here, what God told him to, you know, the day before. Peter was on the housetop and all that. And then Peter opened up his mouth and said of the truth that God is no respecter of persons. That he knew now that the gospel was for all men instead of just for the Jews. But in every nation it feared him, and worked its righteousness is accepted with him. And the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth in the Holy Ghost and with power, and oppressed of the devil, healing and all that, and the witnesses in the land of the Jews in Jerusalem. And how God raised him the third day and showed him openly. And then around verse 44, when Peter spoke the word, the Holy Ghost fell on them. And that's probably about the time the whole house got saved. And they heard the gospel in their own tongues. They started, and can any man forbid water that should not be baptized, which they have received the Holy Ghost as well as we, and commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. then prayed they to tarry certain days. Basically, can't really say much more than that, but that if he tells us to go, regardless of who they are, whether they Americans, Jewish, Hindu, Muslim, we're called to go and to share the gospel with them, give them a tract or whatever. I know Brother Tapper, they'd gotten a letter from somewhere over in Africa, and they never sent any tracts over there, but somehow one of their tracts wound up over there, and somebody picked it up off the road and picked it up and read it, that somebody threw it away, but just one person, it was meant for him, and he wrote them a letter back and said, we found this tract, and we just wanted to tell you and thank you. Whoever it was put that tract there, they meant it for us, and we got saved.
Amen.
Just being laid on the side of the road there, yep, to somebody didn't want. But it was meant for somebody else.
Amen.
So, if God is calling to doing it, we put these here mailers out and these new tracts or whatever tracts we're using right now too, to put them in there. We never know what is going to happen. Even all the Gospel Johns we put out at the fair those 2 years, yep, and Hurley, we won't never know what happens until he raptures us out and we get to see him at the marriage supper of the Lamb there. After, well, all this chaos is going on down here for 7 years, we get to party with Jesus for 7 years. And that's about all I got.
All right. You know, it's an amazing thing. I saw two things just while I was talking to, while I was listening to Brother Larry, and I saw two things there just that I hadn't really thought of before. You know, we teach a believer's baptism, right? We teach a believer's baptism, and they said, can any man forbid water? Because there was evidence of faith, evidence of belief, so they weren't going to baptize them until after they believed, so there's this thing for that. And then it just kind of stuck out at me, and it said, after they got baptized, it said, then prayed they him to tarry certain days. And you know, that is one of the marks of somebody when they get saved, and they genuinely get saved, they want to hear more. And you know, we ought to, if we've been saved for a while, we ought never get to the point where we don't want to hear more. And that's just something to think about. But it's an amazing thing how God works. He works in a way that none of these people would have thought was going to happen, you know. But you know, it shows how God prepares things. You know, we're going about our business doing what we think that God, you know, what God wants us to do. And you and I can't see what God's doing. You know, while Cornelius was praying and everything like that, wanting a relationship with God, you know, God was working on Peter. And by the time the men got there, Peter was already ready. Whereas if they'd have just showed up, Peter would probably say, no, I can't go over there. I'm a Jew. I can't go over there to you people. But God took care of that, didn't he? So it was a lot of shows too. You know, it's just amazing things that I saw that. I'm glad you brought that out. But it just shows how God works, even when we don't see what's going on. Amen? All right. Well, brother, I appreciate that. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, you got something else? Oh, on this February?
Yeah, this February.
Okay.
February what?
20 what?
21 to 24 February.
21 to 24 February, okay.
That's the Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
I've never been to one
of them. A Revival Fires Conference? Yeah. It's been a long time since I've been to one. So I might...
Be one that's doing paperwork.
Yeah, Yeah, we might get into that and go see that. All right. Anybody else got anything else? Yes, sir.
I'm listening to an old preacher one time. He was telling a story about a man who was witnessing to his boss or something.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, witnesses share the gospel, with him. Years later, he met this man. That man said, "Because you shared the gospel, I got saved." He said, "Well, I don't remember sharing the gospel with you." He said, "Well, I was working on the desk when you were sharing the gospel."
Amen. 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 All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll be dismissed this evening. Father, we thank you for the day. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the messages that we've heard. And Lord, we just pray that you'd help us to just continue to learn and grow and be able to be more able and willing to share the Word of God. Lord, help us to look, not just look at what we can see, but look at the things which are not seen. And Lord, we just thank you for all you've given. And Lord, we just pray that you'd bless the services to help us for the remainder of this week, and help us to remember the Word of God, and help us to be witnesses. And Lord, we also just pray that you'd help bring us back safely on Wednesday. And just thank you again for all your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.